Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap show. We almost made it in the morning.
Yeah. West Coast.
West Coast. Is it a West Coast morning?
It's the morning in Denver, too.
Very much. Well, no one cares about Denver.
No. Denver doesn't exist. That's not a real thing.
I can't disagree.
There's a lot of people who are on that Denver tip who are like, oh, man, come to Denver. It's rad. What can you do there? Oh, you can hike, you can fish and ski. And,
I'm outdoorsy.
Yeah. And it's like, well, it's fucking 4 degrees every day, you know? So, no.
Weed.
Yeah, nothing like shoveling every day.
The only thing that Denver has that is excellent and above everybody else is their weed.
The microbrews.
Oh, fuck off with that, dude.
Even then.
It's literally every state.
Everyone's
has
pretty
a
much
microbrew.
You can go to like 20 dope microbrews within a 20-minute drive of here.
Yeah. Go out to Dripping Springs. It's that easy. As far as Denver goes, though, their weed stores are on point. You can get right in and out. They're all nice, like Apple stores. They've got it really dialed in.
They got that in Vegas, too.
Sort of. I don't like that place in Vegas.
You don't like that place in Vegas?
It's too much. Okay. It's too big. Waiting 18 minutes, and it'll tell you on your app, 18 minutes, congratulations, let's go fucking. No. And then homeboy had to go to the back, and then you got to get cash, and then if you order $500 or more, you got to go to the ATM twice within the same place. Ugh. And it's like, come on, man.
Double the fees.
Yes, all of it, dude. So fuck right off. Denver,
it's all a racket.
You're great at one thing, Denver. Stay fucking great at that. I want to talk about Pat McAfee's comments on Patrick Mahomes. Pretty controversial. I love it. Pat McAfee is probably the biggest, sports personality there is right now?
No.
Who? Who's above him?
I don't know. Fucking.
He makes $30 million a year from FanDuel. Sure. He's the Joe Rogan of sports.
I can't think of.
I guess with younger people, I would say like Lebatard would have an argument.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Lebatard's not viral like him. Like, he's not on the socials. But
not even
I think
close.
He's, but whatever. Sure, McAfee's the biggest.
Right?
Why not?
I don't
I don't know.
He's the sports version of Rogan,
I would
imagine.
No, there is someone bigger.
Who?
Pardon my take, guys.
I wonder.
I think they're still bigger.
They're probably bigger, right?
I would guess they.
I don't know. I don't know. Numbers.
I don't know. Either way, he's in with the NFL. He's got pretty tight ties to the NFL.
He's Aaron Rodgers' best friend.
Yeah. AJ Hawk is one of his co-hosts. I don't know if that's permanent. I'm not sure how their relationship works.
I feel
works
like AJ Hawk just has a, like, I'm retired and don't know what to do situation right now.
Sure.
You know?
He just smokes cigars.
Right, like our boy Urlacher.
Yeah.
I've been working since I was 14.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I'll do this.
Yeah.
There's only so much golf Urlacher could play.
Yeah. Is there?
I don't
Some
believe
say
that.
There's never enough.
The limit does not exist.
So. We'll get to your golf picks here in a second.
Nah,
but,
Ofer, whatever.
That's fine. But as far as McAfee goes, when you go this hard after the best quarterback in football, chances are you're not going to have him on your show after saying what he said. So if you didn't hear, he said that in the offseason, he needs to cut the bullshit and curb his wife and curb his fucking brother from being on TikTok. Pretty big power move. ESPN would never go after LeBron.
No.
Ever.
Not really. It would take a lot.
So for McAfee to go after Pat Mahomes like that is pretty fucking ballsy.
Here's my only thing with that. Like, I mean, McAfee's right, dude. Like, Jackson Mahomes sucks. And I don't even know his wife's name. She sucks. Like, they're annoying as fuck. But, like, does it seem like it distracts Pat? Is that really it? Because the Chiefs just did the same bullshit they've done for the last 3 years, right? Jackson Mahomes, as far to my knowledge, I didn't know who Jackson Mahomes was before sometime during this football season.
Mm-hmm.
I knew his wife would like clap back at people on Twitter,
right?
But like that was it. This is the first year I really heard about it. So like, I don't know. Is it affecting Pat Mahomes at all?
Well, I'll go back to what you said about Pat Mahomes after that last game. So that's the worst stretch I've ever seen him play. In 5 minutes of football ever at the end of a game.
Yeah.
I agree with that. What else is it? If you're not worried about these two fucking dipshits all the time.
I mean, fuck, dude. That's just what the Chiefs do. They never... I've been watching them pretty closely from the year before they won the Super Bowl to now. And, like, I don't remember a single fucking complete game they've ever played. Like, there's always, like, this massive portion of jack-off time.
Yeah.
Where they just fucking don't.
Yeah, I don't really know how they insert themselves between the lines. That's more of, like, an Andy Reid issue.
Yeah.
For me, I can't picture any other gigantic superstar where their wife and or brother has been so prominent in the media.
Didn't Steph Curry's situation
Aaron Rodgers, really?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers over
his whole
over
family.
But that is non-existent. He doesn't talk to them. He doesn't talk to his brother. Like
any woman he dates.
Nuked. But yeah, yes, but it, like that's all nuked, right? You never hear from her. I don't even know that she's gone to a game.
Shailene?
Yeah.
I think she has.
Danica did.
Danica went to a bunch.
Olivia Munn was in the picture.
They were there, but nothing negative where it was like, all right, cool.
A lot of crystal stuff.
Who was the Jessica Simpson one was the last one I can remember with Romo.
I mean, Matt Stafford's wife was a real drama queen for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it made it all about her cancer.
Does she have cancer?
Yeah, she had cancer.
Yeah, sorry about that, Bob.
Russell Wilson.
Was she making that about her cancer?
Yeah.
Was it her cancer or somebody else's?
It was her cancer.
Okay.
And Russell Wilson right now, too.
Right.
But Sierra's kind of like,
great point.
Get him out of Seattle.
Great point. Russell Wilson, to me, will never be a all-time superstar, whereas Mahomes has that chance to be.
Sure. Maybe same amount of Super Bowls.
Well, for now. But he's 25. Russell's, what, 32?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah,
I mean, Mahomes.
It's another seven.
Mahomes will get another one.
Easily in the next seven seasons.
Yeah.
One would imagine. But I can't remember because even Jordan, I didn't even know who his wife was. I don't think I can.
I don't think he knew who his wife was.
No.
Yeah. But on purpose.
Yeah.
Kobe, if he doesn't get popped for that thing in Colorado.
Oh, that thing.
Denver.
That thing.
That thing.
That rape.
If it wasn't for that one little Kobe.
He didn't fucking rape that girl.
Regardless. That was huge.
What was it? 14 different men's semen inside the panties and that case got dismissed?
Listen, who's keeping count?
Laundry is difficult.
The DA was keeping count in that case. That got dropped pretty quickly.
Still paid civil, right?
I think he paid civil and also like
to get out, just to get the fuck out of Colorado.
Here's the thing though. Like just say for example, and that's fine that Kobe is completely innocent. That's fine. But he still like hyper publicly cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
So 100%. It's still a fucking issue. You know what I mean? Like,
do you remember when that was going on?
Yeah. But you know what my favorite quote from that was?
What's that?
When he was being interviewed by police, like this is on, you can FOIA that shit. It was FOIA'd like immediately. He was like, God damn it. I should have done what Shaq does and just paid him to shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
While they were teammates.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much did that ring cost he had to buy his wife after that?
$5 million, I believe.
Yeah.
But my point is this with Kobe, during that stretch of games where he was going through that rape trial.
Yeah.
Greatest basketball I've ever seen played by a human being in the NBA. I mean, he was fucking murdering people every night.
He was a Sith Lord on the basketball court.
Yeah,
for those.
So that's the first thing. Secondly, I don't know who his wife is if that case doesn't come out and she doesn't have to fucking sit next to him and do all the bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever know who she is.
Probably not until the crash. No.
I can't name one of the best athletes in their sport where their fucking wife is and brother is such dipshits.
I was going to say Tom Brady. Like, everyone knows Giselle, and Giselle is very outspoken.
Right, yeah. But still.
My husband, Giselle catch probably and throw
made
the ball?
Tom retire this year, if we're being real. Like, Tom probably could have kept going.
Man. I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. Because, I mean, dude, you avoid it for 21 years. One injury in 21 years. One of these motherfuckers would take his head off, and it's like...
And he doesn't go out like a chump like Peyton.
100%.
Even though Peyton won the Super Bowl, he was a liability to his team.
All I remember about that Super Bowl was Papa John giving him a hug.
And he got benched for Brock Osweiler that season.
That season, but not, he started that game.
He wasn't good in that game.
No.
You got it. You got that dub.
He got the dub and got the fuck out of there. But I can't remember it, and Pat McAfee said something will be done in the offseason, and then the Pro Bowl happens yesterday.
Yeah.
She's fucking there. The brother's there. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I will say this, like, maybe stop traveling with him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I guess the wife is a different story, but stop bringing your fucking brother. Or at least be like, you pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to come.
Yeah.
Take that TikTok money and buy yourself a fucking business class ticket to wherever the fuck we're going.
Did you guys watch the Pro Bowl?
No.
I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't either.
Who played?
Don't care. Mahomes threw a pick six.
I think I saw it in the
then
background.
Ran the other way. Did you see that?
No, I saw it in the background at a bar. Was Kirk Cousins playing?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Why was he in
there's
the Pro
Bowl? Star-studded.
There's not a worse All-Star game in sports.
Josh Allen literally skipped the Pro Bowl so he could play Pebble.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Why wouldn't you?
Did you see, like, I didn't watch it, but I caught a couple highlights on Twitter. And I think one of them was, I don't know, it was a touchdown pass, but oh my God. I mean, like, nobody's blocking or trying to get around the blockers. Mm. Like, it was just dog shit.
Mahomes threw a pick six and ran the other way.
Yeah.
And it was just let the guy go. And it was like, why are we doing this? Because the
most contact anyone made with anyone else that weekend was Alvin Kamara after the game.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Who did he beat the shit out of?
I don't know.
Hopefully a man so I can choke him.
It's a battery charge.
Yeah. So not. Yeah.
Here's what I love is he didn't get arrested until after the game.
Right.
So this happened on a Saturday night. He got arrested after the game on Sunday. Could they not find Alvin Kamara in Vegas? And how do you not know that it's fucking Alvin Kamara?
I couldn't pick Alvin Kamara out of a lineup.
You're kidding.
He's got a nose ring, right?
Yeah. He's got a huge nose ring.
I would be like, I mean, like if Alvin Kamara beat the shit out of me. And then the police came up and they were like, what happened? I'd be like, I don't know, this huge black guy with like dreads or something just beat the shit out of me. I don't want to sound racist, but he seemed like a football player. That's like, yeah, that would be like the end of it.
Somebody else, and then you would go to a lineup, you'd point the wrong guy out.
Literally.
That's just the failure of our justice system.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
So it says here that police were dispatched around 5:50 local time Saturday to a hospital where a person had reported a battery at a nightclub. Was he partying at a nightclub during the day? And if so, I love Alvin Kamara even more for that.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
Yeah, dude.
There's no. He probably didn't know if it was day or night.
There's no
it.
Windows.
Yeah. Time's upside down. Everything. It's just sad that the NFL had to have another flaming wreck in Las Vegas.
Oof. You're on fire today, bum.
Well,
a lot of murders out of you today.
Yeah.
A lot of rapes. A lot of murders out of you. But with Alvin Kamara, hey, congratulations. That's Vegas. You expect that.
Right.
You put all the players in Vegas. People are amped. They don't have to go to Orlando anymore.
Was it like a Chael Sonnen situation where he beat the shit out of five guys?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know yet. One person went to the hospital, and that's who reported it. There's always one fucking snitch. But let's face it. Alvin Kamara is probably not looking for fights. I'm imagining this guy was, or whoever he beat the shit out of
He's
was.
He's trying to get paid.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm waiting for some photos to pop up on TMZ before I make judgment.
Yeah.
Okay.
On who did why. He went to the hospital. That's interesting.
Well, anybody can go to the hospital,
That's
Bob.
True. Yeah, you can just go.
You can just show up and be like, dude, I was assaulted. Take some photos. I feel like I was assaulted. So who knows? College basketball-wise, Auburn remained number one over the weekend.
Yep.
Barely. They played Georgia, who was what?
They're awful.
Barely 500?
That's not even the worst consider. They're like maybe the worst power six or whatever you want to call it in college basketball team.
No.
They're really bad. They're in like the...
You don't want to catch a wounded dog with Tom Crean at the head.
Yeah. Georgia, I forget who it was, but Georgia actually did jump up and bite someone earlier. I think it was Bama maybe. They've been
a few teams.
Yeah. Georgia's been weirdly feisty once or twice, but they're dog shit. They're really bad.
Who do you guys got in this? Because I heard your show the other day. You said Auburn was by far the best team.
They're fine. I think like there's again not a dominant team this year like
no
there
one.
Was last year with Baylor and Gonzaga. But I think like six or seven teams could win it this year.
Yeah, I do like Auburn. They're definitely one of those six or seven teams. I'm kind of really falling in love with Kentucky though, because this is an interesting Coach Cal team because it's all upperclassmen
with one five star
at the point, I believe, which is like kind of the makeup of teams that have been winning lately, right?
Yeah, March
veterans,
Madness, yeah.
Veterans with and then like a one or two five stars. They have I always fuck up his name, but their dude on the inside, the transfer from West Virginia, like Tshiebwe or something like that. Maybe the best rebounder in college basketball since like Shaq. Like a fucking monster. I love that team. Come March, and they play each other pretty soon, so that'll be a good game.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to March Madness. I shift all of my focus to college basketball immediately after the Super Bowl's over.
Yeah.
So the second the Super Bowl,
there's
over,
nothing
I'm
else
all
on.
Nothing.
You don't
nothing.
Have a choice.
Even like over the weekend, it was nice where because Ohio State usually plays on Sundays. There's no football up against it, so I could watch them destroy Maryland, and it was like, all right, great, I can move on with my day. It's a nice little fun thing for a Sunday for me. I'm looking at the rest of these teams here. You're right. Look, I think it's all, if you have more, if you have a lot of veterans on your team, you're more than likely to win the tournaments. Who else is in here? Gonzaga's coming in at number two.
They're great. I would definitely put them in the mix. I mean, they're not as good as they were last year, but Chet's growing up. Timmy's still Timmy. Nemard and their other fucking guard, who I can't remember. They were backups last year to Kispert and Suggs, and now they're kind of the main dudes. It's basically like, it's, they're still a really good team. They just don't have like the fucking ridiculous depth that they had last year. Like half of their dudes playing now on the number two team in the country were backups or second line starters on last year's team that would have won if not for Baylor being somehow even better than them. Yeah, they're fucking great. There's a lot of teams in the top 10 that I don't buy. Like, I don't buy Kansas. I don't buy Baylor.
You should buy Kansas.
No, I don't. No. No. Nothing with... No one.
You
with,
just hate Kansas.
I do. That's hate fine. Kansas, but I also don't buy Kansas.
Kansas to me is... Well, not like Gonzaga. That's a bad example. But I just don't feel like Kansas is going to win anymore with Bill Self. Like, championship-wise.
Yeah. Maybe.
Gonzaga, I just don't think they'll ever win because they're cursed.
But there's teams that are ranked that are like... You would just look at the number next to their name and you see like their brand, and it's like Villanova is what, 12 right now?
Yeah.
Were they, did they move up after?
They're 15th, I believe.
They're 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, it's like that. They're not very good.
They're not. Duke is overranked.
What happened to UNC, by the way?
Roy Williams retired.
He retired, but like.
They were kind of bad in his last couple of years, though.
Yeah. And it seemed like he got the fuck out of there because he knew what this team was going to be. I bet on that Duke game Saturday night. It was only 4 points. Yep. Coach K's last game at UNC. I was like, fuck that, dude. I'm all in. That was the easiest pick of the week. They won by like fucking 30 points.
Walker Kessler went to Auburn, transferred from North Carolina because they wouldn't play him.
And now he's possibly Auburn's best player.
Yeah.
And maybe the best player in the SEC. The only other one that would be the dude from Kentucky. Like, it's one of those two that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, yeah, that's UNC is. But even still, they still have talent. Like, Caleb Love, I think, was a 5-star. Like, it's just, it's whatever. They're going to take a minute.
March Madness is 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
I love it. The conference tourneys and all that shit.
Can't wait.
Super Bowl's later this year.
So we get a little extra time of not having to watch midseason college basketball.
Yeah.
It's fucking fun if your team is good and you're, like, into the whole conference race, but, like, right now, my personal team sucks, so I don't really give a fuck who wins the SEC or the Big 12 or anything. Like, it's interesting, but whatever. Arizona's an interesting one, too. But, like, Duke, Houston, Kansas, Texas Tech, Baylor, all overrated, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Arizona's fine.
What?
Arizona's, like, good.
They're good, I don't know if they... fourth is a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think a first-year coach is going to win a national championship.
No.
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 So we're having Edgerrin James on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Text him back with him now. He's asking to go to four, so maybe we'll air that sometime later this week on Drinking Bros.
Okay.
I've always loved Edgerrin James. That's a fucking dope guest. I don't know how that came through, but
yeah.
I'm stoked.
I just want to talk about Miami with him the entire time.
Fuck the Colts.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I could give a shit about Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning. Like, tell me what playing for the U was like in its like
the second renaissance.
Yeah, of the second glory days.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I want to ask him, is this terrible if I ask him about Marvin Harrison?
What about?
Fucking murdering that guy at his car wash.
Dude. Oh.
Like, no. That's what I want to know.
Well, he's a Philly guy.
Who, Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
Big shock.
Yeah.
Big shock that he's a
big landlord,
somebody.
Too.
Huge. Yeah. Landlord and car washes, yeah. Which are, I understand it. I've got a rental property. You make a lot
his
of
his son plays
money.
For Ohio State, right?
Yeah. He's he was a redshirt freshman, and then he got bumped up to play because our entire team sat for the Rose Bowl.
Put up yards.
3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had 3 fucking touchdowns in the Rose Bowl first game as a starter. Phenomenal.
Wait, they burnt his redshirt year just to play in the Rose Bowl?
No.
No. Because you got to play
4 games.
4 games.
Okay.
And he got to be in the Rose Bowl as a starter. He had 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, it was fucking incredible. So I'm amped. I'm real goddamn amped about that.
Just next man up.
I don't care.
Just don't fuck with his dad.
Here's the thing.
Just don't be on the wrong side
of that rent on time.
If Marvin Harrison has a problem with you and he murders you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to side with Marvin Harrison.
I think it's what did you do to deserve it?
I will speak ill of Marvin Harrison, especially on these these microphones. I don't know if he's listening.
You want to show everybody your new tat today?
That's why I mean, it sleeves up.
Look at that.
Reason,
boom, yeah. Dude. Sleeves up today. Yeah.
Boom.
Got that sleeves lighthouse.
Up, dude. Yeah. It's going full Delco. Going full Delco.
Now, this
like
is
it.
A little too classy for Delco.
It is. It's nice.
I just enjoy the symbolism of it.
Right.
What is it, by the way?
I'm a big Willem Dafoe fan.
Oh, see, I thought it was like, you know, it operates the way a lighthouse operates, which is telling anyone coming at you to just go run away. Go the other direction.
Like, you want to go towards me, but around me.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, and that makes sense.
You're going to run into trouble.
Whoever did it did great work, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't speak English.
No shit. How did you find this guy?
Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope. And he was just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll be here. Where is he from?
I don't know.
Somewhere in Mexico?
I couldn't really speak to him.
How did you coordinate any of this then?
He had like an assistant that left with like the first hour.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. But she left and me and him just sat in a room for like 8 hours together and couldn't speak a word to each other.
Ah, that's nice,
that
isn't
does
it?
Does sound nice.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, you want to talk to someone for 8 hours?
Yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well,
at all.
He's like drawing on me. Yes, it's not like it's a barber or like some hairdresser trying to talk to me about her cat or something.
Yeah. Whenever they ask to draw blood and shit, and they start talking to me, getting real chatty, I'm like, just shut the fuck up. I don't need this.
The worst is a dentist because you have all the shit in your mouth.
Yeah. So dentist, Ubers. I don't want to. I actually don't want to hear from anyone.
Yeah.
Like ever.
That should always be an option.
Yeah. At a game, don't fucking talk to me. Yeah. Unless it's a bowl game and we traveled somewhere where it's like, all right, cool, but we're rooting for the same team.
Yeah.
Great, let's go. Otherwise, I don't fucking need to talk to you.
It's getting chatted up in the post office this morning. That was hell. Made a bad situation worse. I just really didn't want it.
Just got to elevate small talk to big talk.
Big talk, yeah. Speaking of making a bad situation worse, what are they going to do with Ben Simmons here? There's a rumor going around that the Sixers are trying to get James Harden.
Yeah, I believe the Nets then put out that they have no interest in trading James Harden for Ben Simmons today.
They were asking for one more guy.
The Nets were?
Uh-huh.
Who, like Tobias?
I'm going to read you.
We're not getting rid of Maxey. Maxey, the organization likes Maxey too much.
So it says here on January 11th, they started with the usual pleasantries of basketball executives. And says, who do you like on your roster? Here's who I like on yours. Is that how it works? I hope it is. I hope that's the lead off of the conversation.
Probably.
Who do you like on your roster?
They probably just go on the ESPN trade machine and see what works.
See what they can fucking get. I kind of like that trade, though.
So here's the conversation that took place.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Simmons is never going to play for the Sixers again, so like...
But also, like...
Why would we...
The fucking Nets have
plenty... Of course we'll take James Harden.
But the Nets have, like, plenty of scoring. There's, like, a redundancy there. Like, just let Kyrie and Durant take as many shots as possible, and Simmons is there literally for defense at
and
that point.
He's a facilitator. He's a good passer.
Exactly.
So here is the conversation. This is documented, by the way. Which I think is hilarious because it's two dudes who own teams and they don't want to fucking talk to each other. Just like dudes don't want to talk to each other.
Right.
We're just like, all right, great. Says eventually Morey spoke up. He's the Philly guy, right?
Yep.
On the true intention of his call. Said, what about James?
That's his guy.
And
back to their Houston days.
The owner of the Nets said, James who?
Love that.
The Nets have two Jameses. Johnson and Harden.
Mm.
I don't know who James Johnson is.
Believe Do you?
I think so. If memory serves me correct, he used to play for the James Johnson played for the Miami Heat.
Okay.
He's more of a goon.
Okay.
If I'm thinking of the right James Johnson, but he's also like a black belt in jiu-jitsu, which you love to see.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Could be a different guy than I'm thinking.
No, it's the Heat. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he responded. James Harden, you know,
right?
And I'm just reading text on this, but I'm certain there was some sarcasm in that voice of like James Harden. That's the James I'm calling about.
That's what Morey does, though. Morey calls different teams and just trolls them about like their franchise players being traded.
So the guy from the Nets, this Marks guy, just said, no. And that was it. And that was actually documented in conversation. Now, look, this could be posturing because the trade deadline's not for, what, a week? 2 weeks?
Oof.
It's coming up soon in the NBA.
It is. I keep forgetting it's February.
Yeah. So most of these deals don't get done until the fucking nth hour. So this doesn't really surprise me that much. Is there any shot this happens? Because keeping Simmons at this point is fucking stupid. So what's going to actually shake out of this?
I don't know.
This is your team.
Yeah, I don't know. Ben will never play for us again. So we might as well get whatever we can. But I don't think James Harden is like a possibility.
I think...
Why not?
Why would the Nets get rid of James Harden?
I mean, if you're going to get rid of any guard on that team, you get rid of Kyrie.
Well, here's the problem. So... with that, James Harden he's out of this deal at the end of the next year. So next season, he can walk. If he wants to walk, he hates Brooklyn, doesn't want to live there. And he hates the Kyrie Irving situation. Like he wants out. So he's already said he wants out.
Is he a big Philly guy? I don't know if he's going to really, is there much of a difference between Brooklyn and Philly?
I think.
In lifestyle?
I don't know. I don't know why he hates Brooklyn. Like I don't really get it.
Why did he like Houston?
Yeah, exactly. Strip like clubs. Houston's the worst fucking.
It's got to be strip clubs. Like I don't know what else it could be.
Yeah, that's the only thing that comes to mind. Like for real.
Yeah, maybe he loves Tex-Mex. Like and income tax. Yeah, no income tax.
But if you're Philly, James Harden is a Philly guy. Like he would fit on that team.
Yeah, he'd be a great fit because obviously he can just shoot outside and beads inside.
Yeah,
yeah, it'd be great.
But it'd be fucking awesome.
I don't see that happening.
I don't think, yeah. I mean, I guess if he's going to walk, and the Nets will try and squeeze one out of him while they can get it, you know, a ring, because Durant's there, and I don't think Durant wants to go anywhere.
No. He's got a lot of money in tech, and he's got companies in New York.
Yeah.
So all of his shit is in New York, and it makes sense for him to stay.
He wants to be, he likes that hipster kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, too. He loves it.
That's who he is.
He's a fucking weirdo, dude.
Yeah.
And he gets invited to weird shit and pops up at weird shit. The Kanye thing was weird to me. It was just like, what the fuck were you doing with Kanye?
What Kanye thing did he go to?
There was a pre-listening for his last album that came out.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, he just called James or Kevin Durant over to the studio.
Sure. Why not? Whatever.
But it was just him, the producer, and Kanye. And you're like, why was that your call?
Yeah.
Why was it Kevin Durant?
All you need, your music doesn't need to be good. You just need cool people to like it.
I guess, but Kevin Durant's not that cool to me.
A lot of people think he's fucking rad.
I don't.
I think he's whatever.
Anybody who balds that early freaks me out, dude. And then just shave your head. Like, I don't really understand why keep it.
No, I respect him going gross 80s bald.
Yeah, I'd also respect him going back to his just, like, original Twitter days before he had the burners.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't care anymore. He'll just say whatever.
Yeah.
And he needs to just go back to tweeting about Scarlett Johansson's bathwater.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if they run into each other.
Who, him and ScarJo?
They both live in New York. They're probably going around a lot of the same circles.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because everybody rolls through those SNL parties at some point.
Exactly.
Whether or not they want to or not, it's the only thing going where you're like, all right, Saturday, what time is it?
Yeah.
All right, 1?
2 in the morning.
Yeah, I'll go. Let's go. Let's go down to the SNL party. Who gives a shit?
100%.
Yeah. So maybe they have. Who knows? Who knows? Before we get to the next shit here, we've got some sponsors who pay for this fucking show to be on the air. Who do we got today, Bob? What's today? Is this fucking February already?
It's fucking Monday.
The 7th.
February the 7th.
Damn it. God damn it. We got DraftKings today.
Fun.
DraftKings.
Love me some DraftKings.
Brother. The moment you've been waiting for since September is finally here. In honor of the big game, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in New York. It's a perfect segue on accident.
Yeah, I want to say New York did like a bill in betting. over the weekend or last week?
$150 million.
Like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago.
$150 million they did. Meaning you can bet from almost a third of the country. If Sportsbook isn't in your state yet, play DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest for Super Bowl 56. New customers can get a free shot at $1 million. Top prize and their first deposit. It's just $1 million, okay? Just one. So if you sign up for their $1 million top prize with your first deposit, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app using promo code BROS and get 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. It's promo code BROS at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56. 21 plus minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for the full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. I'm going hard this weekend. I go hard this weekend. I think it's my biggest weekend of the year. So I usually put $5,000 on the Super Bowl. And this is no exception. The biggest bet was just placed on Friday, Mattress Mac.
He's been getting crushed lately.
He's been getting wiped.
So this is what I wanted to bring up to you today. He put $4.5 million on the Bengals, and he did it all on mobile, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
Right.
20 different bets of like $200,000 a piece, somewhere in there, 22 different bets. The first question my wife asked me when she saw the story pop up was, what is his record? And I was like, you know, I'll ask Bob. What is the Mattress Mac record, and does anybody pay attention to that?
So I don't know what his overall record is, but he made some very high-profile bets on the Astros to win the World Series once they were in it against the Braves.
Well, he is a Houston guy.
Right, exactly. He also made, I think, some very big bets on the Houston Cougars when they were in the Final Four this past year to win it all.
Another Houston team.
Yeah, City's letting them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they lost too. And I want to say he picked the wrong national championship winner as well. I think he picked Bama. Let me check.
He had the Bucks though, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So he won on that.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up the Mattress Mac record. I'm real curious.
Yeah,
on that.
He placed a $1.2 million bet on Alabama to win this year's college football national championship.
Ooh. I feel you, brother.
2 points.
I'm you guys are samesies. Same amount.
Yeah, same amount.
Same dollar.
Yeah. Okay, so actually, he had more than $6 million on Bama to win this year. He was Oof. Just he kept doubling down on it, essentially.
I respect okay. that.
Yeah, so he lost that. He's been getting crushed lately. I don't know the last time he won a big championship. It might have been last year's Super Bowl. Because he for sure got the World Series and the Final Four wrong. Now, right. maybe he slid some shit in on Baylor after they beat Houston because it's, you know, still Texas or something.
Sure.
But, yeah, his bets that he's been publicizing.
$4.5 million on the Bengals. Now I'm worried because I'm betting the Bengals.
He's due.
Mattress Mac is fucking due. Oh, man. Pretty soon it'll just be putting ghost beds inside of his store. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros.
Goddamn mattress stores does he own?
I don't know.
He's got to have some kind of fucked up racket.
But he's frail. Fucking, he's old. Like, he's definitely frail. I saw a picture of him after these bets, and it looks like he's going to die in an hour.
Well, like every brick and mortar mattress store is essentially like a front, right? Like they're laundering money.
It feels like it. It definitely feels
like it.
It
has to be. He's lost, literally on those bets I just mentioned, he's lost over $10 million, like well over $10 million in gambling on the last three major championships.
I don't want to say Mattress Mac is solely responsible for the fentanyl problem in America,
uh-huh.
but I'm not saying he's not.
You know what would make him feel better after losing all that money?
What's that?
I'll come show you these hard AF shirts that I'm wearing
oh,
right now.
Oh, shit! I don't even have one.
No, switch your, just throw the camera on.
D'Anthony, right. D'Anthony just walked in too. Come on in, Dan.
Look at that Who bastard. Cares?
It's the Monday morning recap where nothing matters. Nothing matters. Stay hard. Yes, dude.
God, that's hot.
That's fucking awesome.
Look at that hand.
Oh.
These are awesome, dude.
You dirty boy.
Hard AF seltzer.
Got a white. Oh, that's your fingers.
The first, actually, the first cans and all that shit will be arriving at the studio here in about 24 hours.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck, yeah. I wish they were coming tonight. I'd drink them on soft core.
I know. I want to say Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. They're driving, so.
Yeah.
It depends on traffic. I guess there's some fucking storm in Oklahoma or something.
Yeah.
What happened there?
In Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
just being Oklahoma?
Shit. Yeah. There's probably a traffic jam of dead dogs on the highway.
On the side of the road.
The pyramid of dead dogs spilled over onto the main road. Like, right. the shoulder couldn't handle that many dead dogs anymore.
There's just like a pile of bodies like in 300.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's dead dogs.
But it's dogs.
That's the state bird of Oklahoma, is a dead dog.
Dead dog.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Winter Olympics at all?
No.
Fuck
no shit.
No. Why would I?
There's nothing on. Nothing.
It's so
this I went is out, carrying me through.
I went out and I lived life, Ross.
You really did. You lived life and loved.
I did.
Yeah.
Didn't lift, though.
No, you didn't lift.
Can't lift. Couldn't lift for like 48 hours.
No. No, you can now.
I think so.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
We'll try it tonight.
What's going to happen if you get too swole? What's going to happen
nothing.
To your tat?
Not literally.
What happens, though, if you're in the hospital and shit and like you shrink down and you lose all your muscle mass? Then the tattoo looks fucking weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll so try not to.
Keep, yeah. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it going. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Don't let it go.
Yeah. Otherwise, it looks weird. We're just like, oh, shit. Because it depends on what point you were size wise.
Can't
when you
expand
got the
either my forearms. They just got to stay the same size.
Let's see them.
Yeah. Just got to stay the same size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you come up a little bit, you're fine. It's if you shrink down, then it's no buoyance. It's no bueno. I watched them with the Winter Olympics like a fucking good American should.
Did you watch curling?
So I watched a little bit of curling, again, because it's on. There's nothing else that's on, right? I watched a lot of golf. A lot of
golf. Bill Murray coverage.
Yeah, which we'll get to in a second. But
wacky and zany. Old Bill up to his...
I watched the
classic.
Olympics. Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. I watched the Olympics. I think it'll probably be the worst ratings of all time. That's a guess. Once this thing is said and done, the superstars, Michaela Schifrin went down on like the second turn, and it was
who?
Just like she's the fucking the blonde, the hot blonde they keep putting in all the commercials, all the ads for Peacock and NBC and all that other shit.
Oh, is it behind a paywall?
No.
Okay.
It is not behind a paywall. And oddly enough, it's live. So I'm not sure. I think the time difference is 18
China's
hours.
So far ahead that it actually lines up. I don't know.
Correct. So last night when I was watching, I got to see Michaela Schifrin live, and it was in the daytime for them, but it was nighttime for us, and she beefed it on the first run and was out.
Yeah.
So she's our Michael Phelps of this Olympics. One event is already fucking ruined.
Right.
The other part about it is there is nobody there. So there is no fans. There is no audience. It's fucking creepy. Where I'm not sure why. It almost feels like, why are we doing this anyway?
Well, we suck at the Winter Olympics, so I ask that question every time. Why are we doing the Winter Olympics?
As a nation?
Yeah.
You know,
let's
I don't
punt
know.
On it, yeah.
I don't know. Look, I have a bunch of questions because Russia was supposed to be banned from all this shit, Olympic events.
Russia, but, not Russians.
Correct.
If that not, makes sense to you.
But that's the thing. So right. If you look at the medal total, it says ROC, yeah. Which is Rockefeller.
Rock Nation.
Yeah, Rock Nation to me. Yeah. But to them, it's Russians of a committee or some bullshit.
Right.
Committee of Russians or whatever the fuck it is. That's still Russia.
Yeah.
What did you actually prevent from happening is what I don't really get about it. The other thing that has really pissed me off about, this is not just sports in general, but everyone in the world. Everybody wants to be the first something. So... As we were watching it, not opening night, because that was dog shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go see the opening ceremonies?
Actually, if there's one country I do want to see the opening ceremonies in, it's China.
You would
and
with
what
fans.
They're like hypnotized, like slave people or just do like
so,
just banging drums.
Aesthetically, because I watched a little bit of it. I caught like 5 minutes of it. Aesthetically, it looked incredible, but there's no fans.
Right.
So you're just, people are waving to an empty stadium and you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Just walking in a circle, waving to an empty stadium. So I didn't really get it. Lowest rated opening ceremonies of all time. Those ratings are out. Now with the rest of it, everybody wants to make a stand for something. So the first person that was up was the first openly non-binary athlete to compete in speed skating.
Sure.
I
cool Mad Lib.
Why? Yeah. Why? Another one was, and these are all the interviews that are going on, because half of the Olympics is the interviews in between.
Right.
From when they get to their actual event, and then it's like, all right, great, let's give you a backstory in case they win. Something heartfelt and magical and all that shit. The next one up was another, like, short track skater. And she was like, I'm the first African-American woman to do this 200-meter event. And it was like, man, you're really...
It's getting super specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no one fucking cares. Just win. And then both people went out and lost immediately because they put all this pressure on themselves to become the first.
Well, we're not even that good at the Winter Olympics
thing. Right. Yeah. Well, if Shaun White gets smoked, we're fucked.
I mean,
he's old.
That's the thing. Like the Winter Olympics, there's no like anchor events like there is in the summer, like swimming or track and field or basketball. Those are like the three like anchor events.
I guess hockey was.
Hockey was, but they don't have the fucking NHL players. So who gives a shit?
No.
I can't.
Don't.
As soon as they weren't able to go, I was fully checked out. Because some of my favorite Olympic memories were the U.S. hockey team in 10 and 14. You know,
gold medal games against Canada.
Yeah, those were as good as any Olympic event, summer, even the whole tournament, even summer or winter. But... who cares now?
Yeah.
Like, it's just whatever.
Who cares? And again, if nothing else was on, I mean, if something else was on, I would have watched it, but there wasn't anything else to watch where it was just
honestly,
like, all right, well,
to me,
it.
What was crazier was that China bent the knee to the outrage mob, and they changed back the end into Fight Club.
No way.
Yeah.
You don't say.
We got them.
We got them.
Finally.
China.
Finally got China, huh?
What's it say when China has to respond? As a nation.
To Fight Club, a movie that came out 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But there was so much outrage, they had to change the ending back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of outrage going on these days.
Can I tell you the one thing I would watch?
No one's immune.
God.
No.
If you say Little League Baseball, I'm going to fucking throw you out the window.
In the Winter Olympics?
No.
Oh, no.
I just meant in general.
Put Snowball Fight in there. That's what I want.
Yeah?
Snowball Fight in the Winter Olympics. It's just dodgeball with ice.
I saw a pillow fight on Triller the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a female. I mean, they were really winding it up too. Mm-hmm. So put that in there.
Is that similar to pillow biting, Ross?
No, okay. No, that's for homosexual people.
Gotcha.
Okay,
just checking.
Yep. Yeah. I appreciate that clarification, though. I really do. And the other thing I watched is a lot of Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Lots. I'm going to give you a pass this week because your guy got injured on like hole two.
Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah. Well, how do you get hurt in golf?
I don't know.
He's to where old. You have to leave.
He's an older gentleman. I told you he was fresh because he hasn't played since the fall. Maybe he tweaked his back. He shot 2 under at Spyglass, which is the hardest course of the three.
He was looking good.
He was looking good. He was looking fine. And then he just didn't play round two. So that was a cool thing to wake up to Friday.
Yeah.
Pat Perez finished 9th.
Yeah, it was a good call.
He was in the mix, but like, yeah, whatever. 110-1.
Yeah.
The other two, like top 10 and top 20, they didn't hit. Naismith missed the cut because he tripled 17.
Yep.
He was 7 under. He was actually primed for like a top 20 and then just like stumbled at the finish. So he didn't make the cut. And then Matt McNeely never got it going. He finished like, I don't know, in the 40s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tom Hoagie won. He was the most boring interview I ever did in 2018 at the Players' Championship.
He looked like a boring guy.
Nothing.
It was his first victory.
Mm-hmm.
Older gentleman. My wife had asked.
He's 32, actually.
Is he really?
He looks like shit.
Holy shit. I would have said 42.
Right. He looks about 45 years old.
My God.
He's 32, I believe. Tom Hoagie.
Jesse asks why.
H-O-G-E.
Why you didn't pick a man named Hoagie to win?
That's fair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's 32, right?
Yeah, he looks terrible. Is he 32? Can you confirm that?
I don't, man. Oh, good Lord. There's so many mean things I want to say right now about the way this guy just looks. But it's even I don't want to say I'm on the microphone.
Well. Listen, if anyone had Tom Hoagie this week, like props to you. No one on the world.
Hoagies and
no
grinders.
One on the planet had it.
This guy, he just like.
He missed a cut last week. He's been playing well. Like every other event, he's been playing well. Like he was second in the AMAX. I think he was like top five two events before that. I don't know. He's just whatever. It was a pretty whatever week, especially when Jordan Spieth was right there and probably could have won.
Why can't he win anymore?
He can. He won last year once.
Once. That was the guy, though. He was going to be the guy. Didn't he change his swing?
Not really.
What the fuck happened to Jordan Spieth?
A lot of mental stuff.
I say it's that one green at Augusta where he like ate.
Yeah. No. He put a bunch in the water on 12.
No, but didn't he have like a horrifying like 3 or 4 putt or something?
No, okay. It was he put I think 2 in the water in 12 and blew the Masters against Danny Willett.
Yeah.
Breaking news here: Vincent Zhao, our second best chance at a gold medal in men's figure skating, just tested positive for COVID. He's out.
Sick. Well, we got the waste management this weekend, which I actually love.
You had me so excited with Ko tested positive for Ko. I was like, and then you hit it with Vid.
Wanted to go to that, by the way.
Yeah.
We've got a live show in San Antonio that's going to beef that schedule. And then we've got the Super Bowl show.
It's unfortunate.
Really unfortunate. Yeah. I really wanted to go. Once I got into the ticket sitch, too, obviously, drinkingbrostickets.com, you can buy tickets for all of these events, including the Super Bowl. Those tickets are fucking high, though. You're high to go. They're giving out fucking masks when you walk in. So if you're going to that, congratulations. The waste management thing, they had different options for like suites.
On 16?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a party hole.
What goes down there that there's a fucking suite overlooking it?
Oh, it's just become like every year it's gotten bigger and bigger where everyone like that is the hole everyone goes to. Everyone gets fucked up. Everyone like you can. It's the one hole in golf that you can actually like yell at the players and throw beers and shit. Like it's an absolute, like it's chaos.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm in next year.
Yeah.
Now that I know my way around the ticketing and the back end of it, because some of the options on here included open bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a suite overlooking 17, 18, and then there's an open bar and food. That's dangerous.
And you have that Scottsdale, Phoenix, just like crowd. Coming in.
What's your dirt bags?
Just hot dirt bags.
Yeah, dude.
Hot dirt, but yeah.
God damn it, man. I want to go now. Now that I've looked at the ticketing and everything else, I'm like, oh, shit. All right, this is a real goddamn party.
Mm-hmm.
Masters, you have to go to a party off-site. There is no tents, shenanigans, all that other stuff. However, that is the closest you'll probably come to heaven, is the Masters, for sure. Absolutely beautiful. And they take your phone, so there's no pictures, no nothing.
Yeah, this is the complete opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's all for Instagram. It's all for the clout.
God damn it, dude. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah. Next year. It's a bucket list.
I just like that the sponsor just leaned into who they are. They were like, okay, let's be trash.
Let's
be trash.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What do people know waste management for? Well, trash.
The mafia? Oh,
yeah. And they're like, all right, well, let's lean into that. Let's be trash.
Trash people, dude. God damn it. I love it, man. I want... Yeah, so next year we'll go for sure.
Are you sure you just can't take the PJ after the early morning Friday show, get there by the last rounds Friday afternoon?
Who has a PJ? Who has a private jet here?
You have a listener with a PJ?
Does Urlacher? Can he fly us out?
So one of our friends has one, but I'm not going to say... Yeah, fuck it.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
You know, he's on standby with a fucking drug dealer, so like, yeah.
Never know when you'll get bumped.
Yes. And not only that, but like, if homeboy calls and he's, you know, you're fucking around on his jet. Where are you? I'm at the waste management open with these dipshits from Drinking Bros. Okay, cool. I'm going to kill you and your entire family.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not going to involve with that.
This is the content we need.
Although I did see Tom Segura on his Instagram taking a private helicopter from, it looked like, Austin to L.A.
That's a long helicopter.
No
ride,
shit.
Isn't it?
That's super
helicopters
long.
Go
that sounds
far?
Like hell.
Yeah, I'm like, do they even go that far? Dan.
It looked like, yeah, ask Dan if they do. But I looked at the helicopter, like, it was pimped out. It looked incredible in there.
Yeah.
Do helicopters go that far from Austin to L.A.? He says yes.
Yeah, Dan says yes, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like a fucking nice helicopter. I mean, it was all pimped out.
Yeah, you think Dakota could fly us?
Yeah, not in his, though.
Man, the first transatlantic helicopter flight took place in 1952.
Did it really?
Yeah.
We're learning
things. That's too much. I wouldn't want to be on that fucking thing.
No.
What if there's a hot tub in it?
It's 3 hours in a plane.
I'm not getting on a helicopter.
It's in a way more crashable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the statistic for every helicopter that goes up, another falls down.
Probably feels like it. Oh man, that's a little too far for me. I can't do it. Was there any fights on this weekend, Georgia?
Yeah. Sean Strickland.
What do you got? What do you got for us here?
It was
the camera on yourself.
It was a moderately entertaining card. The best part of the night was Sean Strickland's post-fight interview, which just says he apologized to the fans for not putting him out, for being a giant pussy, his words himself. And this is why he's not getting a title shot, because he's not putting people out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's got a giant gas tank, and he can just throw for 5 minutes, which can be entertaining. We got to get him in the... Who do you think's next for Strickland?
Ooh. Jeff Neal, maybe?
No.
No. Who? What
do you think? Maybe the Rockhold fight?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's not like... Is Rockhold officially coming back?
Yeah, he got hurt. He was supposed to fight Strickland originally.
Okay, that's what it was, and this was the fill-in.
The loser of Cannoneer Bronson?
Possibly. He says he won't fight Vettori since they're training partners.
Oh, him and Marvin would be really, like, the build-up for that fight. And
nah,
then
he said he won't do it. He'd let Marvin get another title shot before he'd fought Marvin.
Paul Acosta?
I don't think Paul Acosta's ever going to fight again.
Yeah.
Well. I think he's out of the UFC, to be honest.
Eric Hogan, by the way, says Hoagie's got a smoking hot golf wife.
Good for him.
I'm sure he's made he's been on tour for a minute, so he's made a decent amount of money, so he should have an attractive wife.
Okay.
Right? That's what money does.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, back to you, Giorgio, as far as the fighters go. I want to provide a quick update.
So
my prediction was that Paige Van Sant would eventually have an OnlyFans.
Does she?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
what she's doing on it. OnlyFans.
Have you
stuff?
Seen her Instagram?
Her Instagram's real thotty.
It is real thotty.
It's been thotty.
Holy shit. No, but
always has been.
Yeah. Not to the level it is now.
Always has been.
I mean,
you just weren't looking close enough.
She's in G-strings now, where you're just with ass out with other girls.
I'm not going to shame a woman for diving into her sexuality.
You know? I'm not either.
No, she's
an entrepreneur.
Looks great.
I'm just saying, I think the fighting days are over.
Are they?
And the OnlyFans will take over. What else do you... Her contract's up with Bare Knuckle Boxing.
We've proven this time and time again, Ross. It doesn't matter if they're good at fighting. We'll watch people fight if
That's true.
Like them as a celebrity.
That's true.
Absolutely true.
That's true.
You know what the best fight I saw this weekend was?
What's that?
Francis Ngannou destroying Danger Aaron's testicles in Jackass Forever.
So you went to Jackass Forever.
Yeah.
Spoilers, dude.
But did not...
Go to West Side Story.
Go to West Side Story. I just want that on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says a lot about...
You still haven't seen it, by the way.
No, I haven't.
I double-checked you last week. I forgot to tell you this. You were gone.
Yeah.
It is on HBO Max.
Okay.
So all you had to do is literally... You could sit at home and watch West
Side
Story.
Now I'm going to have to, yeah. It's not in theaters anymore.
What'd you think of Jackass Forever?
Oh, my God. It's fucking crying.
Yeah. Same. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it as well.
Unfucking believable.
My only hopes and dreams for that franchise were that the original cast made it through and they didn't have to use new guys.
Yeah.
But once Knoxville fucking got bucked by that bull,
yeah,
went to the hospital, broken wrist, broken ribs.
He has concussion. Brain damage from that, right?
Like
long-term severe
damage. Yeah.
He's going to be pretty CTE'd here.
He's already there.
You know, his fucking, his skull is so fucked up that when they were filming that amusement park movie that they made, where they did all the real stunts or whatever, they were out just at the bars one fucking night while shooting it, and he was out with Pontius and Chris Pontius, who to me is one of the funniest human beings.
Party boy.
Oh my God, I fucking love him.
Wild boy.
Yeah.
Wild boy.
Yep.
Pontius just said something that made Giant Knoxville laugh, and Giant Knoxville did the laugh like this, that type of situation.
Yeah.
And because when you do that, you kind of it's like a sneeze almost. His eyeball popped out of his socket, and apparently that happens a fair amount to him. His eyeball just can't stay in his fucking skull.
Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So he had to go to the hospital. Delayed shooting for a couple days, like that.
God, dude. That's amazing.
He just has a loose eyeball.
I don't think I've ever seen you laugh this hard, Delco Dan. Ever.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. But it's true. I know people like that.
We all wanted to be Johnny Knoxville too growing up, and like hearing that now makes us just be like, oh.
And if you're wondering why we're talking about this on sports, what they're doing is a fucking sport.
How many people wanted to be Johnny Knoxville growing up?
All of us.
I definitely wanted to be in that circle of
100%.
Oh, no. Pontius was my favorite because he was mostly on the side just like saying and like fucking with people and saying funny shit.
What Pontius did now is a sexual assault.
Yeah, party boy.
Is it?
Some states.
Yeah. When I was in LA, when I first got there, first time with an agent, all that shit, I got the original pilot tape for Jackass, what they were shopping to networks.
Yeah.
And it was on a VCR tape. And everybody was like, oh, dude, it was all assistants at agencies who were like, dude, they were just burning them endlessly. Yeah. And they were like, you got to watch this. It's fucking insane. You're not going to believe this. And I was like, all right, cool. What the fuck is this? And it just said Jackass on a marker that somebody had written on. And it was right just over an hour, maybe around 90 minutes, of some of the craziest shit that I've ever seen. One was Knoxville put a bulletproof vest on, walked out into the middle of the forest, and it looked like Pennsylvania or something, and took a handgun and just shot himself in the chest. I mean, it was so fucking insane that I was just like, what are you selling here? Like, you almost died?
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best shit I've ever seen. There's no way anybody's going to put this on. Steve-O was on stilts in one of the scenes, completely buck naked, and he was super high up. I mean, we're like really high stilts.
Yeah.
And then just shitting all over the sidewalk. So he was just walking down it looked like a residential neighborhood, and he just took a shit from maybe 10, 12 feet up on stilts and just took a shit on the sidewalk. And like,
I will say, for a country that's so divided, the one thing that can bring us all together is Jackass.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
It was the number one gross. It took down
20 million.
Took down No Way Home.
20 million. The budget for that movie was 10.
Yeah.
That brought in 20, and it's going to continue to destroy.
I got to tell you, like, I went to see it at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar, and it was an extremely what appeared to be diverse crowd of beliefs and opinions.
Yeah.
All just like howling, laughing.
Jackass supersedes all.
Yeah.
There's no politics. There's no nothing.
Right.
It's just people getting fucked up. And for me, who loves male nudity,
just people living in the moment.
It's great. It's
and now
awesome.
They can finally go full dick. Like, I mean, they did in the last one too, I think, but this one was easily the most egregious dick use I've seen.
Which I love.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know I love it, and I'm always there for it.
So I was thinking about this actually watching Jackass. It was like, you know, like for the longest time, there was the push of like, well, there needs to be more male nudity. It's always only ever female nudity, and like it's becoming a thing to just like show dick everywhere and stuff like that. And I was thinking, like, it's going to get to the point, because people don't realize, because they never like were like in the military or lived in a frat house or anything like that, where like they don't understand how much guys love to just show dick. So you're gonna
over and over and
you're
over
gonna again. Get to a place where, all these same people are gonna be like, that's
too much.
Please
dick.
Stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. No. That's too much dick. And they're gonna get to it a lot faster than they realized. Because remember, like the late seasons of Game of Thrones, they started having like the Hound, like for no reason, like pissing into the river, full dick. And like it was just these little things like that, and it would get like celebrated in like reviews on AV Club and shit. It would be like, finally some male nudity, like balancing it out. You're gonna get tired of it real fast. it's coming. Like once you open that floodgate, fuck.
Well, yeah. I mean, the minute it does come, then they'll probably take it off TV.
Yeah.
Breaking news here: star freshman and potential top 10 pick, Shadon Sharp for Kentucky, is not going to play the rest of the year. So.
I don't know how much he was doing. He wasn't a starter.
Man, top 10 pick, and you're just fucking out. And Kentucky's still that good?
Kentucky's real fucking good.
Without this kid?
Yeah, I still like him.
That's amazing.
He's not in their top like three best
players.
Yeah,
the reason he is doing this is because he doesn't play.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you play this kid?
Doesn't fit the system.
Top 10
he's
pick?
Not fucking doing anything.
I don't know. Cal Perry never. I mean, Devin Booker was coming off the bench. For that Kentucky team. So
sometimes it's a hard transition from high school to college.
By the way, Miami Dolphins hired a new head coach, San Francisco offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel. It's their new head coach. I like this guy. I've seen his interviews.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. That's what we need. We need our coaches to be funny. People were immediately bitching that it was a hire of a white guy.
Hey.
He does identify as multiracial.
Yeah, I saw that. It actually said that on the ESPN byline this morning that he identifies as multiracial. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But what is his actual ethnicity?
I think he's Asian, right?
I don't know. I'm just curious. His last name is McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel.
That's the whitest name that a human being can have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's Mick followed by my name. You can look at my skin tone. So what's going on there?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure. But when he gave the Mike Jones interview, Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones. I was all in on this guy. So congratulations to him. He could do some shit. You got to get Tua out of there. You know?
We'll see. They're going to stick with Tua a little longer. Because honestly, they can build the rest. If they stay mediocre, they can just build the rest of the team around Tua and then like have a serviceable quarterback and then, I don't know, plug him in with a decent free agent.
Yeah.
Like the Rams fucking did this year, basically.
Also, this week, we're going to have some Super Bowl special shows with all the odds, all the prop bets, all that other stuff. That'll be later in the week. We will also be announcing our Sarah Williams Worst Fan of the Year Award.
Sick.
We'll huddle up here and discuss it. There's about four people in the running for it.
Okay.
And one of them is a big Texas fan.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So we will discuss amongst us and then gonna get back to that and see who the winner is. And then they'll be engraved on the trophy back there along with the rest of the people. And whatever their favorite team was, because that gets engraved underneath it, of who was just a fucking cocksucker.
Oh, wow. I see Michigan and Notre Dame on there.
Yeah. Clarence Lamar Stone is in the running. Chris Phelan is in the running. Kurt Summers for the Raiders is in the running.
No Browns boys?
No. They didn't have a lot to talk about this year. Huge surprise.
No, if anything, I'm the biggest Brown defender.
Yeah.
They could have drafted Josh Allen that year. Just didn't.
No.
Just didn't. So that's who they are.
Doesn't even care about football, though, because he skipped the Pro Bowl to play Pebble.
Who?
Makes you think. Josh Allen.
I'd skip the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, no.
It's just, there's too great of a risk to get injured in a game like that.
It doesn't seem like it anymore. Unless they just trip and fall.
What is the point of playing it?
And the players have said this for years.
They're the all-pro team is what matters.
Yes.
Not the Pro Bowl. Nobody cares about Pro Bowls.
But there is a bonus structure set in those contracts, so I don't know.
That's if I was a player, even a mediocre player, I'd be like, get me Pro Bowl incentives.
Yeah.
Just if I get into the Pro Bowl, like even if I'm a As third like a substitute.
Eighth alternative.
Yeah, like literally, dude. I would tell my agent, like, stack that shit with Pro Bowl incentives.
Stack it. Stack that shit. But the Super Bowl show will be coming up. If you are in the Austin area, we are doing a live Super Bowl show. For the release of the seltzer. There it is. Boom, right there. Look, we got the new merch. Hard AF Seltzer coming at you. The party is Sunday. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can get them there. You can get them at the door. $20, all you can drink, 8% seltzers all day. That is from noon to whenever the fucking Super Bowl ends that night. Danny Horsnop has said he's in. He's in. Look at that. Boom. We're ready to go. I feel good about this. I feel good about your golf picks this week.
I actually do feel good this week.
Yeah. We got all your logos here. We're ready to go for your dirty picks.
1 for 5, but we're going to be 2 for 6 this week.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I feel confident. Pat Perez was a top 10 pick.
Top 10 pick?
I'm not going to shit on you for the guy getting hurt. That's a weird one. That's a weird one.
Hand up.
Yeah.
Saw that coming.
Did you really?
No.
I didn't either. Nobody, no golfer gets hurt, for Christ's sakes.
What'd he do? Just take too many pills and drive? That's the only way I know about a golfer getting hurt.
Exactly. Exactly. Flop on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube here. Dan and I, D'Anthony Holloway, will be going live here in about 20 minutes, actually, for that show. And then we'll see if Edger and James hits us up. And that could be later on in the week.
Fucking Edge, baby.
Yeah, the Edge. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap at 2:45 in the afternoon, East Coast time. Good afternoon. Morning. Morning.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.